Yesterday, the church was configured in a different way. All this layout of the altar and the lectern and the chairs was moved to the side, and we were invited to bring in each our own blanket for what is called the blanket exercise. That's a process created by church organizations to help us to know the history of Turtle Island, of North America. And we laid out our blankets as if they were a map. Our facilitators were two women who were Mohawk, Haudenosaunee, and they took us through the history in a tangible way. We were the people of the land standing on our blankets. And then the history unfolded. Settlers came. Blankets were removed to symbolize land taken. A blanket was set off to the side to symbolize the residential schools. And small dolls to represent children were placed over on that blanket, separate from their families on the rest of the blankets. And then they were covered up by the blanket to symbolize those that died. By the end of the experience, blankets were just little corners of material with very few people left standing, because many of us acted out the history of that people died of the diseases that came, and violence, and we watched from around the edge a picture of the history of this place. It was a traumatic memory in a lot of ways. We got to feel a collective memory. But we also heard the personal memories of our two facilitators. And their stories showed us how this collective memory gets personalized in their own life experience. And so we heard of the 60s scoop of children being taken away from their families and adopted into non-Indigenous families. We heard of a mother whose child was taken from her. And so we lived in the pain. It wasn't without hope, because we also talked about today and the future. And the way that we did it meant that we as a community saw ourselves as personally and collectively invested in where this will go, in what we will do in the future. It was an experience of memories, but more than memories. And I found myself wanting to think more about memories. Maybe you can think of a memory that, unlike other memories, you still have that never went away. As I find as I get older, you know, I have more years of memories to have. And so some of them, you know, they vanish. But there are other ones, and I wonder why I keep them. The scriptures today express memories. I don't know if you noticed, but that reading from the Acts of the Apostles is actually the sermon from Pentecost, and we're reading piece by piece in anticipation of that coming Sunday, because it was a memory that they treasured and they went back to again and again. On the other hand, the passage from Luke about the two disciples and Jesus joining them it contains both the traumatic memory. It's almost like the stages of grieving where they're walking with him and saying, well, why did he have to die? You know, that negotiation part of the stages of grieving. And then there's the joyful part of that memory. Were not our hearts burning within us? When I ask people, it's actually one of the readings that come up as what people say is their favorite Bible story. And so I found myself thinking about the kinds of memories that we keep so that we can connect ourselves personally to this idea of community memory. And maybe you can think of one. Maybe you can think of a memory that you haven't discarded and maybe you wonder why you kept it. So I tried to think of one. And I remembered when I was 17, I arranged that I would go and live in the Netherlands for the summer. And there is a whole story to how that came about. But I was on the plane, and they showed a movie. You know, that used to be, right? The screen was up, and everyone was watching the same movie. The movie was Superman. It was Christopher Reeve. And the scene took place in Paris. And I thought, why have I never thought about going to Paris? And I did it in the oddest way. I took the night train to Paris that arrived in the morning, and then I took the evening train back, so there was no need to arrange a place to stay, and I packed in all those places that were in the Superman movie. Now, I was thinking about why I remembered that. I mean, there were things that happened that, you know, maybe they were memorable. But part of it was I took pictures and I put them in a photo album. Now, if you're like me, I stopped making photo albums once digital pictures happened. And I almost never opened those files on my computer. But the photo album, you know, you can go back in there and see things that your mind would have discarded. And I also, I was at that stage in my life where I wanted to keep a journal. So I wrote about my experiences of being on this trip. Well, a few years ago, I've been moving around. You know, every few years you end up moving to a different place. It seems like I haven't settled. Maybe I'm settled now. But I would move this big box of journals. And I thought, you know what? I should burn these, because who will want to read them? And there's probably stuff in there that I'd be embarrassed about now because I'm different and I'm older and I'm mature and whatever. So I thought I should burn these journals. So I went, I arranged with a friend who had a cabin in the woods with a bonfire pit, and I took all these journals up there, this box of journals, and I thought, all right, so in the morning I'm going to burn them. I'll just arrange them in order. So I arranged them in order, and then I started randomly picking them up and opening them to a page. You know, some people do this with the Bible, right? They just randomly open it. Well, I opened my journals in a random way. It was very surprising, because there were things in there I didn't remember at all. There were things in there that I remembered differently from how I wrote it. And I found myself thinking, is my memory even reliable? If I keep going back to a memory and it gradually changed, maybe, then going back to the written document, I had to come to a reckoning of how does our mind work with our memories? Especially maybe the traumatic ones. So, memories are something where we have joy, and maybe also in the returning to them, we have healing. There was a particular memory. I remembered the worst bully from high school. You have one of those? So I went on the internet. He's dead. He died 10 years ago. Why am I even thinking about this person? Some memories we just let them go. Well, what about your memories? I find that at funerals, we particularly tell the memories of what we treasure about a person. But in these Bible stories, particularly in the Gospel, we have the roots of a traumatic memory. We have the image of people talking through how they just don't understand why this happened. Then we have a healing experience where they said, "Were not our hearts burning within us while we opened the scriptures?" I found myself wondering, were their hearts burning more as they remembered that they had the memory, or was it while they were hearing him say it? Because sometimes going back into memory is the most beautiful thing and shows us that the Creator, that the Christ, was really there. Now, we believe the Christ is there all the time, in everything we've done. But there's something about memory, remembering, that opens us to noticing it. Yesterday, I think we noticed the Creator, who's always there, showing us a future. A future of each of us having a stake in what do we want the world to look like? What do we want our community to be like? What do we want to do about this collective history of Turtle Island? What's our stake in it? I'm not sure that I'll speak in terms of my heart burning, but I do want to speak in terms of it shaped us. And there will be things that we're going to do together as a community as a sign that the Creator has been present and is present, and we are noticing. Amen.